and I'm the debt center manager for my sins. And right from day one, we've actually had a stream of clients come through. In fact, even before we officially launched, we had a client. So we know that the needs are out there, and we knew that the needs were in Crawley as well. And we've seen that come through right from day one. I've virtually had a 2-month waiting list to be able to see people, and that continues to go through. Every 20 minutes and 15 seconds, a property is repossessed in this country. So there are some challenges for people, and that means not just a statistic, but that's families, isn't it? That's lives that are changed, that are devastated. And we know that there are people in our community whose lives are being devastated as a result of debt. I don't know if you remember seeing a few months ago in the paper, a couple whose children, they lived outside of the Crawley area, but the children went to a school round the corner from our church building in Eyfield, a special needs school. And the mum and dad were 31 and 32. And they committed suicide on Christmas Day together. They sent the kids off to relatives on Christmas Eve and committed suicide together on Christmas Day because of their financial struggles and because of the pressure they felt. That shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen today. We can kind of think, well, we can understand that how that might happen in third world countries, but in 21st century Britain and the UK, but we know there are challenges, and part of what the church is doing is saying that's unjust. That actually we are about the kingdom of God, that we are about proclaiming justice. And it's interesting when you look at the Bible, we'll come on to a reference in a minute, God doesn't seem to be so much interested in what we wear, is he? He's not actually interested even in our singing. Did you know that? In Amos, so if you can't sing, you're fine. In Amos 5, he actually says to God's people, listen, away with your singing, because you're not showing justice and mercy to other people. Isn't that interesting? So often we've concentrated on the stuff that we do when we do together. And of course it's right to sing and praise God. But actually our heart has to be for people. Our heart has to be compassionate towards people. Those who may be suicidal, depressed and feeling alone. And there are plenty of those around. The Bible is clear about looking after those who are poor, they're vulnerable and they're needy. One version of the Bible actually highlights 3,000 verses that talks about the issues of justice, of caring for the poor, of looking after widows, of looking after orphans. And one of the stereotypes that people think, oh, people in debt, well, they've got themselves into it in the first place. It's their own fault. Well, that's not always the case. I was with a family this week who, because of looking after their own family in another country and paying their medical bills where there's no NHS, they've run up a whole load of debt. They aren't living an extravagant lifestyle. They've paid because the mother-in-law and the mum had breast cancer and there was no NHS. So it's not that people are necessarily living extravagant lifestyles, and people have this stereotype, it's their own fault. Or people who are poor, well, they're the ones that are spending most on gambling or other stuff. And that's not always the case, is it? Most times people are actually struggling to just put food on the table. And one of the great things about CAP is that they're always concerned that people have a roof over their head and food on their table. And we're working with a number of churches, including you guys, really to try and serve people in the local community with those things. And we've begun to help a guy just this week who was in court on Friday so that he wasn't getting evicted. And it's those kind of real issues that are happening. The Bible speaks about a God who cares passionately about justice, passionately about those who are poor. I think this is a great verse. Have you ever had those little promise boxes that sometimes people have, promises in the Bible? Here's a great one. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. I think that's a great promise. When we have a heart towards those who are in need, when we're willing even at times to sacrifice ourselves and give to those in need, then we're lending to the Lord. And the Bible says that God is no man's debtor. Do want to read a couple of scriptures to you then. Here's one I'm sure you're familiar with. If you have your Bible, I'll read it to you as well. But if you do have your Bible, it's Matthew 25. And it's talking about the end of time, the sheep and the goats. I don't know if you consider yourself a sheep or a goat this morning. Here's what the Bible says, Matthew 25, verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. I think Jesus is giving us a model of really of community work, of how we can serve people, of those who he considers are the most vulnerable, those in most need. And I know it's a passion of this church. I know it's something you have a heart for, and I want to encourage you in that. And I want to encourage many other churches to do that as well. And this is something we're working together. We can serve the community. Because no one church can do it, can they? You can't do it on your own. We certainly can't do it on our own as Elam. We need all the churches working together. Currently we have about 12 who are contributing. And I think you guys have started that process as well in terms of contributing to CAP. And we need the resources to do that. There's no shortcuts to that. If we're going to serve people, then we certainly need the resources. But the most important thing is that we have a heart for it corporately as a church, that we're willing to do that, but also individually. And that's where the next passage is really important. I think Peter learned a lot from Jesus. I think he's seen him serve. He's seen him get involved. He's seen him literally get his hands dirty when he was washing the disciples' feet. Remember when they wouldn't do it, but Jesus was willing to. He got the towel, and we sung about God serving. And Peter learned a lot, and this is what he says. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. That's true, isn't it? In church, we need to love one another, because we've got flaws, we've got faults, we get some things wrong. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. So next week, no grumbling. When you have your bring and share as well, no grumbling. Offer hospitality without grumbling. Here's the key. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Whether that's baking cakes, we've seen a great example of that this morning. Whether that's sending birthday cards. Whether that's being part of the worship and the setup team. Whether it's speaking. Whatever it is, God says is, will you use your gifts faithfully? And so my encouragement to you is to use your gifts faithfully. One of my faithful servants is Bill. Bill's in the library, Broadfield Library, regularly, just sitting ready to talk to anyone who drops in. He's got all the information on CAP that you need. If you're around Broadfield and you see Bill, you can talk to Bill about that. Bill's also going to be visiting the Monday Munch Club as well, just giving some information there. So if you need any information, Bill's the faithful man to look at that. And so the challenge to all of us is, are we using our gifts as faithful stewards of God's grace? It's all God's grace. Some people have grace to stand up at the front. Now I'm Irish, I can talk. So maybe that's God's grace to me. But maybe your grace is something different. Maybe your grace is really about mercy towards people. I know that's one of Bev's gifts. Bev has patience for people that I don't. Bev has mercy for people that I don't. We have different gifts, and God says, whatever your gift, use it to God's glory. And so my encouragement to you, my challenge to you, is whether it's through CAP, whether it's through the ministry of what happens in this church, then use God's grace, serve faithfully. Currently, there are around 280 debt centres helping around 16,000 people per year. That's almost 800 people who are making salvations. People like yourselves are going away on what they call discovery weekends. People who are finding out for the first time that God does love them. Because one of the problems, as you know, with debt and finances, if you're in debt, you tend to want to hide behind the curtains, assuming you have curtains in the first place. Because some of the families I've gone to don't even have curtains to pull across. So people want to hide. And so there's a sense of shame. There's a sense of guilt. There's a sense of unworthiness that comes with that. But the good news of the kingdom, or the good news of the gospel, is that God loves us unconditionally. that God cares for us, that He has a plan and a purpose in our life, that Jesus came to set the captives free. And that includes finances as well. God wants us to be free. God doesn't want us to be living in debt. And one of the reasons for that is so that we can be generous to others. So that we can actually be a blessing to others out of His grace that we give to others. And so, it's an organization we're partnering. We're a local church. I'm one of the leaders in Elam over in Ifield. And we're working together with lots of different churches, really saying to people, we want to take the compassion of the local church and combine it with an award-winning professional service in debt counseling. The service is completely free. People access it through a free phone number. There's some leaflets over there that we're going to leave with you. Sorry we have to shoot off, but it just seemed the best way to make use of the time on Sunday morning. As Viv said, we are around if you need us. Bill's always around. You'll see him. So please do encourage people to ring the free phone number and actually begin the process of getting debt free. It may even be some of you. I know in our own church there are people who need this. So it's a free phone number, and then what happens is a debt coach, me or eventually someone else, will come and arrange a visit to come into their home, and we'll work through the debt, we'll see what the actual issues are, and then we'll begin to help them get debt free. We aim to help people get through debt through face-to-face home visit. There are lots of other services out there. Step Change is a national organization. It's great. It's one of the ways. Citizens Advice is very good as well, once you can actually get to them. But they don't offer home visits. They don't go into people's homes. And as we have noticed, lots of people aren't coming forward because they feel trapped in their homes. So we go in people's homes. We offer that befriending service. Again, other organizations don't do that. And for lots of people, they need that emotional support. They need someone to come alongside them. Their lives may be disorganized. It may be chaotic. So they need someone who'll stay with them during that journey and help them through the process. That's one of the things. And maybe some of your gifts is you could be a great befriender. We'll talk about that in a minute. It's an in-depth debt counseling service. So CAP from Bradford head office provide a great budget, all the professional services that's needed. I'm not a financial advisor. Don't claim to be. Don't want to be one. I'm really there as a debt coach to help people through, to provide the support that they need and sometimes the encouragement just to actually bring out the bills. I've had people who would consider themselves professional, great jobs, but just in debt, and there's another bill and another bill and another bill. And I remember being in one house and they had bills stuffed in drawers all over the house. Stuff that they hadn't opened for years because they were too frightened. And so we can come alongside and support them actually until they're debt free. So how can you help? Very simple. You can get the info either through myself, through Bill. Viv and Dave will know my contact information as well. Simple email list if any of you are silver surfers. I see some mature people around. If you like going on the internet, if you like researching, then once a month we're sending out a very simple newsletter where you can pray, where you can be informed. Very straightforward. Second thing we encourage you to do is really go to God in prayer. That is the backbone of what we do. We don't have the strength. We don't have the ability. We're not that clever. We need God's help in all this. And the starting point of that is that we actually go to God in prayer. We need people to give. And this is where local churches always get nervous when we talk about giving. But you guys can relax. I'm a local church leader. I know how this works. The example of the Macedonian church, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5, is that they gave themselves first of all to the Lord. See, that's the spiritual principle of giving that people often miss. Last month, I was in Macedonia. I've traveled there for about 15 years. And one of the great examples of the Macedonian church in the Bible was that even though they didn't have much, the Bible says that out of their poverty, they pleaded with the Apostle Paul to give. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful, Dave, if you had a queue of people saying, I'm pleading with you, Dave, let me give. But how do you do that? How do you get to the place where it's easy to give? Well, the Bible tells us that you give yourself first to the Lord. And in giving yourself to the Lord, one of the principles of Scripture is you give first to your local church. That's the key. I'm a local church leader. I know how it works. You give to your local church first. And then out of that, you say, God, is there anything else you want me to give to? Is there anything else you want me to support? So if prayerfully you think that's something you can do, then give yourself first to the Lord, because then the rest becomes easy. And then get involved. You may think, well, do you know what? There's not much I can do. We know that Dave and Viv come back from a stunning holiday, Lake Garda. I've been in Italy. It's a beautiful area. Food's fantastic. And when the sun's out, it's wonderful. But I've also been in other places. And I know mosquitoes. Have you ever been on holiday with mosquitoes? They're terrible, aren't they? And some of us think we're like mosquitoes. We're too small to make a difference. But you know, if you've been on holiday, those things can keep you away, can't they? They can be pesky little creatures. And some of you look at yourself and say, well, I can't do much, I can't do this. If you think you're too small to make a difference, you've never been in bed with a mosquito. We can't do everything, but we can all do something, can't we? We can all do something. Right throughout Scripture, you see people who were inadequate, people who couldn't speak. What about Moses? Making all excuses before God. What about Joseph put in prison? What about Gideon? What about Samson? What about Paul, persecutor of the church? What about David, who was only a shepherd, and yet God raised him to be a king of a nation? Right throughout Scripture, you see people who, by the world's standards, were not wise, were not influential, weren't of noble birth. Does that ring any bells for anyone today? Can you class yourself in that? That's what Paul says, isn't it? 1 Corinthians 1. Brothers, when you were called, not many were noble, not many were influential, not many had a noble birth, but God chose you. Do you realize that? God has chosen you this morning. God has chosen you to make a difference, to make an impact in this community, in your family. God wants you to be involved. Through this church and through anything else that you can get involved as well. We need lots of people for a variety of tasks, because I can tell you, the need out there is great. There's plenty of opportunities to get involved. Sometimes people say to me, well, I don't see those needs. Trust me, throw a stone in any direction, you will find a need. You'll hit someone who has a need. So my encouragement really is to get involved. Is there one final slide? That's my contact details, if that's helpful for you to get involved. I think, Viv, you wanted to kind of open it up a bit in case people had questions. So I haven't spoken too long, so speak now, forever hold your peace. No, that's the wrong service, isn't it?
Can I ask you a question?
You can, David.
You don't actually pay people's debts.
No, we don't pay people's debts for them. We help them in some sort of debt repayment. Or if it's not possible, maybe it'll be insolvency or bankruptcy, which isn't an easy thing. People don't realise to go bankrupt costs you several hundred pounds. So we know there are some people who are saving to go bankrupt. One guy I met 2 weeks ago, I'm seeing him this week, we calculated that he would have to live to be 800 in order to pay off his debts. Now, I don't pay off his debts. We don't have the money to do that. Our church doesn't have the money to do that. Your church doesn't have the money to do that. So we're helping people take responsibility. They have to take responsibility to find a way to pay off their debts. And that may be some form of bankruptcy. But we talk them through that process. It may take a couple of years to do that. There's no magic wand. There's no fairy dust from Peter Pan. We float away to Never Never Land. It takes hard work. It takes responsibility. But the good thing is, we as local churches, as local church people, can be in there involved, sharing good news. Because we're always saying, people say, why are you doing this? That's a great question. Let me tell you why we're doing this. And we share our testimony and we leave them very simple literature that talks about God's amazing love for them. But no, we don't pay their debts for them.
Do those who need help always approach you, or do you get told, how does it work? How do you know which people you need to help?
Yes, sometimes people will approach us. We're in contact with people like Citizens Advice who will refer to us. People can refer themselves. Basically, on the leaflet, there's a free phone number. So people can ring the free phone number. And because of data protection and all that kind of nonsense that we have today, people have to ring for themselves. Now, if it's your relative, you could be sitting with them saying, come on, make that phone call. But somewhere along the line, the individual has to speak and say, so then they'll ring the free phone number, head office will take all their details, find out what kind of debts they have, etc. They'll email me, we'll book a visit, I'll go out and see them, and we'll take it from there. But we have some leaflets, so do feel free to take, and we can get you plenty more. Bill will have plenty of more anytime you want. He's in Broadfield Library every week, Monday Munch. Dave and Viv can get them. Encourage people. CAP have estimated that from someone recognizing they have a problem to actually dealing with it can take up to 2 years. In the meantime, people are closing the curtains, burying their heads, and going without food to feed their families. And I know this is true. I spoke to one lady who said, actually a doctor, when I told him about some of the circumstances, he said, I know that's true because I had a lady in my surgery this week where she had two young kids, one of them on her lap, and she was in tears, and she said to me, okay, doctor, I want you to tell me, do I pay my electricity bill or do I feed my kids? And that's a choice for some people. We don't have to live like that. It may not happen in 6 minutes. It may take a while to get free. But we can help and we do help. You help.
Is throughout the UK?
It is. We have 280 centres right throughout the UK. So it's very dependent on whether local church gets involved. CAP will only work through the partnership of the local church. But there's 280 centres. You can go onto the website, capuk.org. And there's also the money course, and we would like to actually run a money course in Broadfield as well. It's a 3-week course. There's some information on that. Working in partnership with Think Family and stuff like that, we have people who are willing to do that. So before people get to that stage, we want to encourage people to budget. It's all confidential. Most of it's done online. We never see your budgets and stuff like that. They remain private, but it helps you think through, where is my money going? Where can I save? How can I do this better? It's a fantastic course because we want people not to get into a place where they need the debt help. But there's a whole network of 280 debt centres right throughout the UK, and lots of churches in Crawley are actually doing the CAP money course as well. If you've never done one, I would encourage you can easily do it in house group, believe it or not. Are there any trained money coaches in the church? No? Well, there's a very simple thing. It's a 1-day training course. We can talk you through it if anyone's interested. It's a 1-day training course, and then that would qualify you to... You could do it in house group. It's all DVD. It's all interactive. It's very straightforward. It's a really good community thing. And if you're thinking about reaching your community, it's a great thing to say to people. Come in. Find out how to manage your money better. If we can be of help as a church supporting that to you, with people who are very experienced, we've been doing that for a number of years.
And are you linked with credit unions?
Not specifically linked. Credit union are a slightly different approach. So they encourage people to save so that they can take loans out. Well, we encourage people not to take loans, to be quite honest, because that's what's sometimes got them in trouble in the first place. So we know credit unions have a place and we wouldn't discourage people, but we have a slightly different model in terms of how we approach that. But we do try and work in conjunction with them where possible. Any more questions?
I don't really know whether this is a question for yourself or somebody else, but I kept doing anything to get these so-called lenders to stop the irresponsible.
Absolutely. CAP are very pioneering in their campaigning and You'll see a lot of the times that the head guys at camp actually going down to London, lobbying people. Because they deal with over 1,000 finance and utility companies right throughout the UK, they're trusted, they're respected, they win awards all the time. They win awards in a secular credits, not just kind of within Christian environments. They won one in March again this year from the credit industry. So they're always campaigning, they're always talking about these issues, they're always saying things like debt relief orders needs to be increased from 15 to 20,000 so that people can actually begin to deal with their debts easier. So they are very innovative, very pioneering, risk-taking in the right sense. They don't wait to say, oh, we'll wait until we have the money and then we'll do it. They really go for it. And part of that is actually saying, as a society, we're unjust in how we treat people. Because the poor pay more. Those on meters, if any of you are on card meters for electricity and gas, you pay more. You know that. Rather than those on standing orders or direct debits and stuff like that. So the poor are always paying more for the services they get. And so CAP are strong advocates and campaigning against that. Absolutely. It's appalling. And the rates, 1,300%, 4,000%, all of that kind of stuff. It's crazy. But sometimes people get so desperate, that is the only resource they see. It's the only opportunity. And we want to stop them getting to that place. We can't do it on our own. We need your help to do that. You know. So I really would encourage you, even if you can't directly get involved, spread the word. You know, we want to be good news, don't we? Good news to our community. Well, in a very practical way, we can. Jesus said, good news to the poor. Sometimes we spiritualize that, don't we? Luke didn't. You look at the book of Luke, there's a number of themes that are very important. Prayer, the Holy Spirit. I would say I'm a Pentecostal, but it isn't in there. Those who are marginalized, and those who are poor. There are a number of themes. So good news to the poor isn't just spiritual. It's also physical as well. Well done. Is that us? Thank you very much, guys. Sorry I'm rushing off, but I really appreciate the time you've taken and the interest in which you've listened. And obviously, if you need any more information and want to come back on any of those things, we're very happy to help in any way we can.